best of all his songs. I really love this one. I really love to be teased. Tease and turn me right up there.
From inside the people fed, we dance all night until we wet. But when I ask you for your number, you have a negative answer. Girl, you ain't nothing but a teaser, a dirty, dirty teaser. I love the way you dance the soca, but you ain't nothing but a teaser.
Alston Beckett Cyrus, out of St. Vincent. Oh yes. Oh yeah. Oh yes. Yeah. Girl, you're nothing but a teaser. You are a teaser. I tell you so long time. You feeling good?
Sometimes I see you on the street.
The music make you feeling good? Yeah, okay. All right.
Your eyes on every man you meet. Yeah. They say hello, you push your mouth. Just making sure they check you out.
Well, girl, you ain't nothing but a teaser. I love when you tease me. I love when you tease me, even though you're doing it dirty. I love it.
I love your reggae, love your soca, but you ain't nothing but a teaser.
Yeah, man. Sing it with me, sing it with me.
Reggae teaser.
Teaser.
Soca teaser.
You could tease me all you want. Yeah, man. You're still a nice teaser. I love being teased. Alston Beckett Cyrus out of St. Vincent the Grenadines. You listen to Caribbean Callaloo here in CJLO. Yeah, man. We're going to be taking a break for the news and we're going to be back. And we're going to play all your requests. All right. We'll be right back.
CJLO, 1690 AM, Montreal.
For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mushtahid. Dawson College announced an investment of over $1 million in a comprehensive artificial intelligence initiative. The investment, which will evolve over the next 3 years, will cover funding for research projects on AI, the creation of teaching materials related to AI, faculty training, and most importantly, the development of programs of study. As of fall 2019, students will have the opportunity to learn about AI in a variety of subjects, mainly through general education humanities classes, which all CEGEP students must take. Students will also be able to participate in many extracurricular activities related to the topic. The announcement took place at the Supporting Active Learning and Technological Innovation in Studies of Education conference, which was hosted by Dawson College this year. Laval Police and the Sûreté du Québec carried out more than 20 drug raids throughout the province, targeting a network allegedly responsible for the production, distribution, and export of synthetic prescription drugs. 3 men and 6 women between 20 and 56 years old had been arrested and were scheduled to face drug trafficking charges in court. During the raid, police seized cocaine and methamphetamine, along with a dozen firearms and drug press machines. According to Laval Police, the operation stems from an investigation in February 2018 when the Canada Border Services Agency seized 200 parcels containing 200,000 counterfeit Xanax pills that were being sent to the United States, England, and Australia. In national news, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police is examining the possibility of prosecuting 32 Canadians allegedly involved in war crimes in Syria. According to Global News, officials said that investigators are exploring whether the Crimes Against Humanity and War Crimes Act could apply. This comes as Canada announced earlier this year its preparation for the return of Canadians detained in Syria by US-backed Kurdish forces following the collapse of the Islamic State. However, the Canadian government still has not planned the repatriation process of the Canadians held in custody, saying that it is too dangerous to take them out through Iraq or Turkey. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Special day. This day of the year, we know it's your birthday. From your many friends, we must wish you well. A big, big party,
uh-huh.
We gonna celebrate.
Uh-huh.
Everybody irate,
uh-huh.
While we're singing.
Celebrate.
Oh yes, we're celebrating.
Celebrate.
You're celebrating a birthday, an anniversary, whatever you're celebrating.
Yeah.
In Montreal today, we are celebrating a very hot sunny day, so we are celebrating, all right.
We can party all night.
Next week, Saturday, we'll be celebrating my Caribbean Carnival over there in Ottawa, our capital city of Canada. So they normally have a big Caribbean parade of costume and different culture on the streets of Ottawa next Saturday. Oh yes, the fourth annual Miss Fabulous. I tell you, Miss Fabulous is ladies over 50 who are going into a competition to see who is the most fabulous lady. I'm sure they're all fabulous. We have lady like Luna, Jean, Alex, Peggy, and Lucita.
We'll party all night.
You all looking good on the flyer, and I know you all are good participant, and this is going to be hosted by TJ Maxx and Irvin Smith. It's at 3970 Côte Saint-Catherine. That's at the St. Paul's Anglican Church over there in Côte Saint-Catherine. And it's on the 21st of June. Okay. And it starts at 7 p.m. until.
We can party
at the door is $15.
Everybody nice.
And you're gonna have performance by the West End Dancers and much more. So go and check them out, because hey, those ladies are gonna be looking good and performing sweet. I'm gonna tell you something about our Family Day picnic. St. Vincent and the Grenadines Association of Montreal having the annual, it's not only Montreal, Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto, New York, everywhere is coming into Canada. They're doing it now for a long time. Family Day, travel in air-conditioned comfort buses and all that. You could drive your car. It's at Bronx Bay, Thousand Islands, Ontario, Saturday, July 20th. Okay, so here we go. Buses leaves from Plamondon Metro. And departure time is 7:30 a.m. that morning. So you got to call and get your tickets, because tickets are going fast, especially for the parking with the car. Departure from Thousand Islands is going to be like a 6 p.m. that day. So get you all tickets and go down and call up and find out where you could get your tickets. I know over there at Herbie has tickets over there in Victoria. You can give them a call.
We gon' party all night. We gon' have a good time. We don't care when morning come.
Also, we got a big celebration coming up. Guyana Cultural Association of Montreal. Proud to present their third official Oldies celebration to 9:30 till 3 a.m. And it's sponsored by Sydney Shipping. And it's Saturday, July the 6th. That's at St. Jean Buffet Parish Hall. At its 855 Bishop Power in LaSalle. So you big party. DJ Thomas is going to be the DJ for that night. $15 in admission at 20 at the door. All right.
Celebrate.
So we are celebrating.
Celebrate.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Downtown Montreal Carnival.
Celebrate.
It's coming up on July 6th. And we're going to be celebrating big time in right here in Montreal. You know, Montreal is one of the first city in Canada to have a Caribbean Carnival. It started right here in Canada. And it moved off to other places, and we're still doing our best to keep it alive. And here to tell us all about what's going on for the organization,
Roots
Cultural Association. Been bringing mass and the big bands here for a long time. So introduce yourself, sir.
Good evening, Montreal, worldwide listeners. My name is Daryl, the band leader for Roots. Mm-hmm. And as usual, I'm here to encourage everybody to come out firstly on the 29th for the Kiddies Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
Parents,
that's
bring
important.
We need the kids involved, mm-hmm, for this to continue growing. If the kids don't get involved, mm-hmm, we can't encourage the adults to play because they wouldn't know what they're doing.
No. The adults get tired after a 3-foot step. So you got to get the kids who have energy.
Yes, we have to get the kids involved. So firstly, June 29th, mm-hmm, the Saturday before the parade, is the Kiddies Carnival, and I'm asking parents to bring the kids out, get them registered. You don't have to pay for the entire costume, just get them registered, a small deposit of, mm-hmm, $10 so that we can get the costume made.
Mm-hmm.
We have a tendency of waiting until last minute, yep, and bringing the children, hoping that their stuff still remains.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Because there was such a late start this year,
mm-hmm,
we at Roots didn't find a mass camp, because we have to look for a mass camp every year,
yeah,
which is another problem we have, until late. So we don't have that much time. So we're asking the parents to please bring the kids within the week so we can get them registered, choose a costume, see what costume the kids like, so we can get this thing going. And then the weekend after, which is the big parade, July 6th, this year Roots will be portraying a living legacy. We've been in this business for over 43 plus years.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we asking regular supporters, new supporters, come to the mass camp, which is located at 4635 Van Horn, which is between Victoria and Lavoie.
Mm-hmm.
At Suite 500, come. When you're bringing the kids to register, you can register also.
Yep.
If you don't have any kids and you want to play adult mass, come by, register, so we can get this done.
Yeah, we need to keep the culture alive right here in Montreal, because so we can show, as you said, the kids need to see what's going on and what we are doing, so they can come forward. Like right now, the Carnival Committee is built up of a lot of young people,
yes,
which is a good thing.
There's two committees.
And then by now or next year, I hope they get it right, because I just said it was kind of slow getting out there.
Yes, they were slow coming out to the gates, but the fact is they're out to the gates.
They're out to the gates now.
And they're running. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, there was a young entrepreneur, Brian, I can butcher his last name and I wouldn't,
mm-hmm,
but he's a young music producer from the community.
Mm-hmm.
He went to school in Cordonnage. He doesn't live in the community anymore, but he came back yesterday and donated $3,000 to the CCFA.
Wow.
To go directly towards the Kiddies Carnival.
Nice.
There are people in the community willing to help build this thing,
mm-hmm,
and he wants to start with the kids. So he's helping the CCFA get the kids out on the parade, get them there so they can have fun, so they can... Kids don't forget.
No.
So next year, the kids, by Christmas, they're going to be asking Mommy and Daddy, Mommy, when are we going to do this thing again?
Yeah, they wanted to do it early this year.
Yes. You know, so this young entrepreneur is there and he's invested into the kids,
mm-hmm,
and he's asking, you know, other like-minded entrepreneurs to do the same.
Yep.
Slowly but surely, I guess more people will come on board. But
yep,
this, mm-hmm, young man, the man put his money where his mouth is. He, yeah, wanted the kids involved. He wanted to help the kids.
Yep.
And he has done that.
Right.
It's our turn now as, mm-hmm, the West Indian community to, yep, come together now and
Yes, we the carnival committee should now start calling some early meetings and get people to come on board in an early time so we can get this thing stronger again and get back into where we used to be.
Hopefully that's what they have in mind, and we will see what happening. But for 2019, the race is on. Let's go down the road in splendor and show the world what the Caribbean can do.
So they want to get in touch with you, give them a number.
Okay, Roots, you can get in touch with us, 514-884-0488, 514-927-0450, and 514-880-7837.
And as the leader of Roots, I'm putting this to you now. I want next year, you have a website. I know you could build good costume, but you know, find somebody to build a website for you all. Yeah, man.
Yes.
And that would put you on the map all over the world.
Yes. So. We have a Facebook page, you know.
Yeah, well.
But I understand what you're saying, and maybe the person who's running in charge of the Facebook page and the Instagram, they probably
Some people from Otto might want to come down. And they don't know how to get in touch with you on phone. So if they pull up your website, they boom. I'm gonna bring 3 kids down and their sizes and things like that. And you guys could work things out on the line. Toronto, the same thing. You never know. We might be coming from across the border, all over. So website is important.
We get working on that.
All right. So
all right, Rafael.
Good man. All the best, man. And I know you guys are gonna do well. And call me in anytime. Come in anytime and talk about Montreal Carnival and Roots. And I'm happy I'm here. That's why I'm here every Saturday, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anytime, all the time. You listen to Caribbean Callaloo here, right here. You just hear what's happening on the Caribbean side right here in Montreal with Roots and Carnival, Montreal Carnival. What day is the Carnival again? July 6th. Yeah, man. And they're having it just for me because my birthday's around that same time. I'm going home. Well, I'm going to do all kind of things. You hear me say I'm going home? When I say going home, that means that is I live in La Salle. All right. St. Vincent Carnival is the same week also, so I didn't do St. Vincent Carnival in about 6 years. Oh my gosh, it's about time. Those guys are killing me down there. All right, so we're gonna be back after these messages. CJLO, Caribbean Callaloo.
He's Isaac, eh? You think Isaac Hunt, eh?
The Rest of Us is proud to present Nadal Shazly live at Casa del Popolo on Wednesday, June 12th. The Cairo-based artist put out one of 2018's most intriguing releases, Awar, an album that is almost impossible to pin down, moving between pop, avant-garde jazz, and Arab folk. Opening the show will be Montreal art pop musician Stranger Familiar. The show starts at 9 p.m. Tickets are $12 in advance, $15 at the door. For more information, check out SUNYPearlPopolo.org. This is a SUNY Pearl Popolo and CJLO co-presentation.
Summertime. Come on.
It's time to lime again, Montreal. The best of Grenada, Caracou, and Petite Martinique. The Spice Island Cultural Day Extravaganza. Saturday, July 13th, Vinette Park, Little Burgundy. Featuring direct from Grenada, Calypsonians King Short Cream.
Yes, man. Me and my King Summer.
And The Scholar.
I walk in naked.
Along with spicy food, music, exotic crafts, and more. Bring the entire family to have a taste of the Spice Island. Log on to SpiceIslandCulturalDay.com. See you there.
For your weekly dose of reggae music, exclusive interviews, and news, tune in to the More Fire Radio Show with Star Q, DJ Sirius, Singing P, and Junior Vibes. Each and every Saturday from 4 to 6 on CJLO 1690 AM. The More Fire Radio Show, Montreal's number one source for reggae music and only party on radio.
More Fire! More Fire! the Rockers, ladies and gentlemen.
You keep on knocking. You keep on knocking, but you can't come in. You keep on knocking, but you can't come in. Oh yeah. Love is a message that I must send to you. Awaiting for reply, dear, no matter how long it takes. You keep on knocking, but you can't come in. You keep on knocking, but you can't come in. You keep on knocking, but you can't come in. Old folks say that love comes in many, many faces. But darling, your love is so amazing. Oh yes, oh
be my number one. You are my number one. You have to give me some future plans. And when you come in, please come with about $1 million, okay? Well, that's a good future plan. $1 million. Can't go wrong. We're gonna have plenty plans. You're gonna be my number one.
Just try to do the things good to me. Cause what is to be get to be?
with number one. Of course you're gonna share my life.
Every minute, every day and night. And I want you to know that whatever you do and wherever you go, remember
someone love you, honey, I love you. About love, if you want to be happy, you gotta let someone fall in love with you first, and then you fall in love with them. And if, when you fall in love together, things come together, and everybody's happy. Right. All right, yeah, well, you sounds like a lady that's in love, so tell us how you are. I can see that. What a lovely smile. Introduce yourself and tell us why you're here.
Well, my name is Patricia Beckford, and I'm a member of the Westmount Seventh-day Adventist Church in Westmount. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to promote our fundraising barbecue that's going to be taking place on June 23rd at 11 Bethune in Kirkland. I'm offering my backyard to host this event.
Oh, wow. Nice. That'd be a different, you know, you can't have a barbecue inside anyway, so it has to be outside, and it's nice to be right in your backyard.
Right in my backyard, yeah.
I hope you have a swimming pool.
No, but my neighbor.
Nobody's joking. I don't answer that.
My neighbor has a pool, so maybe we can borrow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we go over to your neighbor and barbecue our body.
Right.
Yes. So sorry, finish about.
So the barbecue is an aid for a church building fund because mm-hmm. our church is more than 150 years old, mm-hmm. and you know, after 150 years old, things needs repairing. So we need some things that need to be renovated. So I decided to host this barbecue so that we could generate some funds to the church building fund.
Good.
And we're going to have a lot of good food, jerk chicken, barbecue chicken, snapper fish. It's going to be really good. And we have the best cook in the hood on my team. Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's good.
So
that's
it's going to be good.
So you're going to have, and give us the address.
The address is 11 Bethune Road in Kirkland. And the cross street is Chateauneuf. It's right across, it's off Hymas. So it's not very hard to get to. You just put it into your GPS and it will take you right there.
11 Bethune.
How you? B-E-T-H-U-N-E, Bethune.
Okay, it's in Kirkland.
In Kirkland, yeah.
All right, give them your phone number to get in touch for tickets and all
My
that.
My phone number is 514-236-3127, and it's Patricia. And you can also get in touch with Antoinette Spence, too. She has tickets also. And there's also tickets at Princesa in LaSalle. They're also selling tickets.
Okay.
And so, you know, it's not... and the tickets are only $30. It's not expensive.
Because and that's all inclusive. That is for the food.
That's for the food,
Right. Okay. Yeah. So you don't have to pay to go in. And it's, just go over and get your food.
Yeah,
you could pay at the door.
You pay at the door, too.
Okay, good. Right.
We're going to have lots of food.
Well, I say pay at the door, pay at the door,
the
By the street.
By the gate.
All right. So, Patricia, man, this is good that you're doing something for the church. And it's always nice when someone could come forward and, you know, the church is always there and they need help.
Yeah.
And we have to find ways of helping them. And this is a great way of doing something for them.
Yeah, because a lot of the people in our church are retired. So, you know, they're on a fixed income.
Okay.
So, you know, like, and the young people, they're busy working, but they're going to school. So they don't have money to give.
Yes.
You
know, like, where is the church?
It's at 571 Victoria in Westmount. Okay. It's across the street, Westmount Avenue and Victoria.
Okay.
That big church there.
Good, good, good. All right. Well, all the best, and it's on June 21st.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget.
And don't forget, 610 is going to be our DJ.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You forgot about that, 610.
No, I didn't. Well, you know something? I forget about a lot of things, but I don't forget where I have to when I have to play for a good cause.
Okay, okay.
So, hey, 610. That is going to be, I'm going to drag along Mr. The big man here with
all
me
right,
that day.
All okay? right, we're going to have loads of fun.
Fun, yes, yes. All right, so we're gonna make you happy. And it's come early. It starts at midday, 12 o'clock. So you know you got all evening to do your thing and eat and you could sleep on the lawn in the back if you feel like.
You can walk with your lawn chairs too. If you know, want to.
Walk with your own chair if you have to.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, thank you so much, Patricia.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And
God bless you.
Okay, so you know this is So for the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Westmount, and it's on Saturday, June the
20th.
Sunday, on the 23rd of June. All right, at 12 o'clock. All right, my dear, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You listen to Caribbean Callaloos. Here we go, put some crab in the callaloo now. You got hot crab there?
No.
All right. You got hot fish, okay. Put the fish in the callaloo, callaloo fish. Yes.
Could I be about a year?
But this is a request coming through from a lady somewhere. I don't know even know who it is, but long time. I wonder if it's me she's sending a message to, but a long time she ain't see me.
Long time, long time,
so long I see you.
call your name. I did dance your friend and them.
When last did I talk to you? So long I ain't talked to you.
Go funny, you're in my sight. Didn't know you was here tonight. It looked like you're doing alright. Like money running real nice.
I taught you hiding.
Oh God, I ain't hiding it right here. Long time we ain't see it. Yep.
I know when we'll bounce up again. So let me take a little thing until then.
Na 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 na.
Oh Lord, ay ay ay.
I'm not leaving, that's impossible.
I ain't going nowhere.
Cause if you want me to go, you can be looking the way you do.
You're looking so sweet.
You're
looking.
You want me to go. Na 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 na.
Boy, Master J.
Leaving, that's impossible.
Boy, you're breaking my heart.
If you want me to go, you can be looking the way you do. You can be cooking the way you do. You can be hooking me. If you want me to go, you can be looking.
This is the Caribbean color.
So I'm pleading. Plus you ain't give me no reason. You tell me this the end of the season. Mash up everything, dress so. But you don't understand when you watch me. I said I see that I win the lottery. How you go pick up dress so and then dump me? No, baby, no. But your back on me close in a garbage.
Yes.
You put it on the ground by the roadside. You tell me get out your place to come inside. Baby, no.
You look too sweet. You look too sweet.
You can be hooking me. If you want me to go, you can be looking the way you do. You can be walking the way you do. Because you're hooking me. No matter what I say, you were hearing. You say the love disappearing. On the drawer and cupboard, you're clearing. Mash up with dress, so. When I met you, Marshall, tell me.
You are a trophy.
So if you throw away the thing, it go hurt me. No, baby, no. But your back on me clothes in a garbage bag. You put it on the ground by the roadside. You tell me get out your place to come inside. Baby, don't do me that. You go break my heart. Can't believe you're ready to give up on me just so. Cause if you want me to go,
I leave it away.
You can't be looking the way you do. You can't be cooking the way you do.
Them the horn. But if we do the same thing, we wrong. They calling we baddest all over town. Them one gal, two gal, three gal, four. It's like them men just greedy for more. And if I get an ex man, I's a whore.
For sure.
Wanna sure? Nah, man. Why I should have one man when you have all kind of woman? What good for you? It good for me.
Right.
But if we start act like you, you won't like that. Why I should have one man when you have.
Oh Lord, this is Allison Hines out of Barbados. She says she want plenty man.
One man.
But she forget something. It's only a woman that's make we man run away.
Them does horn.
Yeah, you make give me reason to horn.
We baddest all over town. Them one gal, two gal, three gal, four. eyes like them men just greedy for more. What? And if I get an ex man, I's a whore.
For true?
Wanna show? Nah, man. Why I should have one man when you have all kind of woman? Why
do
it tell you for me?
Man who have one man, no.
So hush when I'm out, man. Don't let me go, cause all that road, you know.
Oh God, I gon' put the blame on you.
Oh yeah, how you doing, Mary? Mary, how you?
Like a stick of glue, you got me stuck on. I gon' put the blame on you, yeah. Cause your body like a stick of glue, you got me stuck on.
We celebrating, especially we celebrate the Rafters who come together last night. One more win to bring home that trophy to Canada for the first time in history. Yeah, man. Monday night is the next game, so we gotta be there for the Rafters Monday night.
I love your wine, really love your wine. Push back for me one more time, girl. I love your wine, girl. I love your wine. Push back for me one more time, girl. I love your wine, really love your wine. Oh gosh, I go put the blame on you. Cause your body like a stick of glue. You got me stuck on, stuck on. I go put the blame on you.
I for sound, boom music, Fessa. Let the girl them show me some tricks, man. Shut it.
I
for sound.
Oh yes. I gotta take a break right here because I didn't want to do that, but I have to. Okay, 5 minutes late with that. You listen to Caribbean Callaloo here on CJLO 1690 on your AM. Call a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that we're here every Saturday from 2 to 4. Oh, yes, we're gonna be back right after this.
Summertime, come on.
It's time to lime in again, Montreal. The best of Grenada, Caracou, and Petit Martinique. The Spice Island Cultural Day Extravaganza. Saturday, July 13th, Vinette Park, Little Burgundy. Featuring direct from Grenada, Calypsonians King Short Cream.
Yes, man. Me, I'm a drink summer.
And The Scholar.
Now walking naked.
Along with spicy food, music, exotic crafts, and more. Bring the entire family to have a taste of the Spice Island. Log on to SpiceIslandCulturalDay.com. See you there.
For your weekly dose of reggae music, exclusive interviews, and news, tune in to the More Fire Radio Show with Star Q, DJ Sirius, Singing P, and Junior Vibes. Each and every Saturday from 4 to 6 on CJLO 1690 AM. The More Fire Radio Show, Montreal's number one source for reggae music and only party on radio.
More fire! More fire!
Talking about boat ride tonight, Montreal. The first big boat ride in Montreal is tonight.
Wherever you're from, we getting on pad. We are the boat and we having fun.
Yeah, man, they have the perfect weather for tonight boat ride over there. So, I hope you're getting tickets already, but I think it's sold out. Yeah, man, beat an iron, pull an iron, beat an iron. We always having fun in Montreal boat rides.
We on the boat and we having fun. We don't want this boat ride to done.
nothing stopping, we not even a storm. Once we reach on board and drinks start to flow, we shout in our board, Captain, let we go.
Woyo, Captain, woyo,
we on the boat and we having fun.
Woyo, woyo,
we don't want this boat ride to done.
Woyo, woyo,
we on the boat and we having fun.
Woyo, woyo,
we don't want this boat ride to done.
Oh yes, love man Kent.
And you're whining.
Check me out. Check me out now.
You have to roll back on the man. And you're whining. Go, go, go. Stop the whine, stop the whine.
Roll back.
Stop the whine, stop the whine.
Push back.
Stop the whine, stop the whine.
Flex back.
Stop the whine, stop the whine.
Rock the boat, don't rock the boat, baby.
I tell ya, rock the boat, rock the boat, baby. Rocking the boat tonight, tonight, tonight over there in Montreal Harbor. All right, good evening. How are you doing? Welcome to Montreal. Welcome to Caribbean Callaloo.
All right. How are you doing, brother?
All right, all right. I thought it was some Ottawa friends of mine. They called in Montreal here. I thought it's them who was calling me because I'm going up to Ottawa next week. Is Ottawa Carnival, you know?
Next week?
Yeah.
Well, how come Ottawa ain't call me and tell me about that? Ottawa relaxing?
Well, I tell you, they probably like Montreal. They relax for a while. So how you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Ladies and gentlemen and Montrealers, this is Love Man Kent. How are you?
Love Man Kent is good.
Yeah.
Because you know something, he love man.
Well, you know the thing that goes, L-O-V-E.
L-O-V-E goes around.
It's love.
All right. So Sunday, we have something we're doing Sunday for a gentleman that everybody know about.
Right. We call him Sam. His name is really Sam.
His name is Sam. You know the guy who worked at Caribbean Paradise. He used to be there a lot and get things going when we have our parties and stuff like that. He's always there and very fast and very efficient.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So now he got sick, and he's looking for a kidney. Because I think that was one of his problems. And we're looking to raise some funds for his family because he has quite a big family. And, you know, he's under the weather like this.
Yeah.
And we are trying to help him out and help the family out. So we're going to be having something on Sunday.
Yeah, we're going to be having a benefit shoot tomorrow between mm-hmm. 5 and 9, between 9 and 9:30.
Okay.
Tomorrow. Try to come there but between 5 and 6.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the show will go until about 9:30.
Okay.
The donation there will be no price at the door.
No.
It's just a donation that you can put.
You give them a donation and it goes to his family.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we also going to have some entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have some big names coming through for his behalf.
Good.
Which is we have like Zena Edward, spiritual gospel singer.
Great, one of the best. Yeah.
Yeah, we have Doggies. That is like a groovy soca monarch. Also, the calypso monarch of Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
Times, you know what I mean? Yep. So he's gonna be there. We also have Skippy. Skippy is a monarch himself.
Yes, he was a monarch many times, and you know, his music is all over the Caribbean.
That's right. And also they're gonna have his loving truly Love Man Kent.
Oh, Love Man Kent is gonna be there too.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's a very he has new music every day. He likes the pothole to fall in a potholes all the time.
Well, that's the new release.
Oh, that's the new release. All right.
New release is about pothole.
Okay. Is the pothole on the street you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
That's the only one that let's talk about.
Okay.
Even the mayor and the prime minister and the people from different provinces is complaining.
Yeah.
About this year there are too many potholes.
Yeah, I just fall down in pothole all the time. Why don't walk about it?
Well, you see what I mean? Now the police take away your car.
Yeah, you know, I can't fall long in nothing. All right, so tomorrow.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow night, well, come out there by 5 o'clock.
Yep.
And we're gonna be kicking it after that. All right.
88 Newman in Ville La Salle. So this is sponsored also by the Caribbean Paradise in Ville La Salle.
Yeah, all Caribbean Paradise.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. 5 o'clock.
Nice, man. All right. See you there. Okay. Tonight the boat ride is gonna be happening. It is happening tonight.
This is the part I like. Fellas, you have to hold on to the top of the boat. Let me know where that is going. You're holding on to the top of the boat.
Yeah, man.
And you're whining. So baby ladies, you have to roll back on the man. And you're whining.
Master Jay, remember the days when we had boat ride? It had about 150 people down. They can't get on the boat. And you know something? What is? I see two guys already try to hop the boat. When the boat move off, they run off the wharf and jump in, try to jump on the boat, and they fall in the water. Hey. Hey. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Arnold Paris, you know, you need, but they don't rent them boats. Yeah, man, he was the master of the boat ride in them days, you know. I played on boat ride with Byron Lee, right here in Montreal. All right, this is where Toronto learned the boat ride, the Caribbean boat ride from. The first time they came here and saw a boat ride, they took it from here to Toronto. And I was the DJ on that boat in Toronto.